into a new year, 2023. And that's an auspicious year for me, actually, because my mother was born in 1923. Oh, yes. So yes. She would have been 100 if she were this year, later this year. So anyway, here we are reading, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, January 4, 2023. My name is Kay, and I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And it's good to be here.
It is.
Basement of the Gawler Institute Complex, the Civic Centre, and we're in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre, which is very nicely laid out with all sorts of interesting things which are inaccessible because they're all under lock and key, but it's a lovely little space. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, and I'm not going to even try to do the maths on when that would have been. It was 1870, would have been 1873.
150. Yes.
Yeah, 1873. Yeah. And it's the death of Mr. John McKinlay. The death of our distinguished townsman has, as might have been expected, cast a sudden and a general gloom over the whole community. The knowledge of his illness during the past 3 months, and more recently of its severity, had to some extent led Gawler to anticipate the worst. But the fatal issue has nevertheless fallen upon us like one of nature's convulsions. Mm. And, of course, he was the explorer. Did he live in Gawler?
Yeah, just out of Gawler, Rosedale.
Did he?
His house property is just out of Gawler, hence the big monument on Murray Street to John McKinlay up at Pony.
Well, I knew that he passed through here on his way north, but I didn't realise he actually lived locally.
No, he was a local.
Wow.
So Gawler, very proud of having claimed to John McKinlay.
He was.
I think he may have lived in Gawler for a little while, but then he settled out at Rosedale.
Was he the one that was shot accidentally by the camels or something when he was going down through Horrocks Pass?
He was sent out to search for Birkin Mills.
Who am I thinking? I was thinking of Horrocks, of course, that discovered Horrocks Pass. Oh, duh. Yes, all right, yes. Oh, okay. That would have been a tragic find, wouldn't it?
Gosh. Yes.
Such a sad story that they got there 8 hours after the other party had left.
Oh, just a series of mishaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 years ago, citrus fruits dropping. Residents within the Gawler district have been greatly concerned as to the reason for the dropping of citrus fruits, particularly oranges, shortly after setting. Many people were of the belief that they had been foolish in irrigating in the hot period, just at time of blossoming, creating a sap that practically rotted the fruit. I think it's supposed to be rotted. The fruit at the Union. This idea, however, is erroneous, and the fault must be attributed to the season, inasmuch that other parts of the state are complaining of like misfortune.
Mm.
My citrus fruit never gets bigger than about 2 millimetres.
Oh, really? I've had beautiful citrus the last couple of years, and got another good crop of mandarins coming, but not one lemon, one orange. Last year I had 12 or 20 oranges, and it was beautiful. Washington navel, not one. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, different years, different conditions.
And sometimes the trees will go in a two-yearly cycle.
Yes, the apple tree does.
Biennial. Okay, 50 years ago, Gawler's Man of the Year, Bruce Eastick. The year 1972 has been a momentous one for many local people. But Gawler's Man of the Year must surely have been Dr. B.C. Eastick, MP. He began 1972 as Mayor of Gawler and ended it as Leader of the Opposition in State Parliament. Dr. Eastick weathered a number of party political storms during the year. On his election as Leader of the Opposition in March, he announced he would not stand for re-election as Mayor.
Too much
conflict.
Yes, oh yeah. A lot of, both jobs are a lot of work.
Oh yeah. Huge amount.
Yes. So, 25 years ago, punk grunge concert plans. Gawler Council has given its support to Flinders University Union for a contemporary music event at the Gawler Racecourse on the afternoon of Friday, January the 23rd. The event manager, Peter Darwin, said the style of music would be punk and grunge, and he anticipated a crowd of up to 4,000 people. Bands featured would be International, Pennywise, Blink, 182, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Real Big Fish, Real Big Rish, Royal Crown Review, The Vandals, and 311. National, Body Jar, The Living End, The Porkers, and Frenzied Rome. Local, Caustic Soda and 99 Reasons Why. I've not heard of one of those. And I don't remember.
Is that Frenzel Rom? It's a funny name.
Frenzel Rom.
Yeah.
Frenzel.
Rom.
Yeah, Rom.
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard of any.
No, I've heard of Frenzel Rom. That's the, they were. I thought they were a local group. Not that I would ever go to anything that was punk and grunge, but, oh, well, I might out of curiosity, but I'm just grungy enough as it goes anyway. Out in the garden all the time, you're coming with grungy fingernails. Mm. Anyhow, 10 years ago, Logan, our New Year's baby, Logan James Taylor, was due on Christmas Day, but surprised all when he arrived in time to be the first baby born in the Gawler Health Service for 2013. Weighing 8 pounds and 14 ounces, Logan was born at 5:19 in the morning on January 1. Logan is the son for proud parents Samara Allen and Peter Sr. Taylor, and a little brother for Monique 6 and Peter 3 of Evanston Gardens. Mum Samara said having a New Year's baby came as a pleasant surprise. Well, she hung on for a week, didn't she?
Yes.
She must have been, I think, glad that he...
Oh, yes.
Oh, Happy New Year, he's out. Oh, dear. Yes. 10-year-old.
Well, our nephew was born a few minutes to midnight on New Year's Eve, so he just missed out on being a New Year's Day baby.
Yeah, it's very challenging being born during that festive period, yes, because people usually forget... you get one present or you get one greeting. Yes. Happy New Year. Oh, by the way, you know, yes, happy birthday.
Well, Angus is on the 10th of December, and that's very close to Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Patrick's the 19th of January, which you think is far enough away, but it's all that holiday period. And there was one year where Angus, when there were kids, and Angus said to me, "Mum, today's Patrick's birthday. Why haven't we got anything planned?" I think that was when we were in turmoil anyway.
Yeah, but just sort of trying actually, to recover.
In that year, recovering from Christmas, where you just relaxed and suddenly you're hit with another birthday.
Yeah, well, I missed my nephew's wife's birthday back on the 2nd, and it was like, and I should have remembered because it's my grandmother's birthday the same day, and I was thinking about my grandmother. It didn't even occur to me that it was Renee's birthday, so I sent her a message and sort of blatant greetings here.
I've now made that a feature there. It's me. I'm always late with birthdays.
No,
just give it up and go, well, it just seems to be my,
anyway,
my way I operate now. I've written them all in my diary this year, so...
Well, have you? Yes. Oh, no, I don't have them written down. Are you going to read the...
Yes, the image.
Image.
So, Gawler Now and Then. Back of Gawler Arms Hotel, circa 1930. And it's delightfully messy. Owner at the time was Frederick Wilhelm Klatke, who was the publican from 1926 to 1939. It's an interesting surname, K-L-A-T-K-E. Wilhelm. Frederick Wilhelm Klatke. Great name.
Yes.
So, yes, it's the usual untidy mess. I remember Mum pointing out to me when I was a child, look at the backs of the shops. They look so nice in the front and they're so dirty and messy at the back. And they really were.
Yeah, they are. That's it for this week.
It is indeed. Until next week.
Absolutely.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. May everyone stay safe.
Yes. For all life.